Are you insane?
They are insane!
You're in the hands of an adolescent.
It is a cellular peptide cake.
Inaccurate.
But lead frosting.
It does like you.
Mr. Kim.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
How you doing, Mike?
Here's Spock. Oops!
You're so lucky. All right. Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome. My name is Mike McCafferty.
I'm Matt Stompy Thompson.
Oh.
I'm Kim Miller. Are you recording video too?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe. I mean, Kim, what are you otherwise known as?
Oh, the doctor.
The doctor, yeah. So this is our special quarantine version of Star Trek Picard. We're in Southern California, or Southern and Northern California.
Covering the whole state.
We have San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco now represented, and none of us can leave the house. So. But that is your benefit because you can listen to our expert breakdown of Star Trek Picard in totality, because this is going to be a very rough glossing. Kim's very upset.
No, we were going to do this. I thought we were just talking.
We're just sitting around talking about stuff.
I need to prepare myself. Watch it multiple times.
Quaff yourself.
We're all Zooming right now. I know you. Everyone at home Zooms. Check out our Facebook page. I may post the Zoom. I may not. I don't know. It's madness.
But, I gave myself haircuts now. This is madness. Look at this. I literally gave myself a haircut. Okay, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Matt, you're ruining my podcast. This is why you're on the podcast.
Nobody's listening anyway.
No, that's not true. Now we have a captive audience. Now everyone has to listen. Let's go around the room and give our thoughts of the last episode. Kim, what did you think about it?
It's very confusing at first. Do you know the significance of the title? Arcadia ex ego, lego my ego.
Something complicated Latin. As Tom Stoppard's Arcadia. Yes.
Yes. I don't. I don't know what it means. I don't know if that's necessarily relevant.
So Picard dies, and now he's a golem, which sounds horrifying.
This is such a weird episode. This is.
What was that scene? The final scene with Data. I enjoy, but he's like this. Am I dead? Yes, this is
a simulation.
Simulation. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Well, wasn't it put into the machine that the Data was like being held in?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was clear.
So, all right. So, Matt, what did you think about the episode?
I was crap. I didn't like it. I honestly thought, you know, all the things that were leading up for the 9 episodes before fell right into the hands of exactly what I didn't like. Because I thought, okay, this is totally different than TNG from 20 years ago, and it isn't. And that was the problem, is it just left right into the same old tropes. You know, I honestly thought the Borg were going to come and save them. I thought Seven was going to do something. Instead of having the obvious choice where Riker would come in with Starfleet at the last second, which always happens in every episode, you're like, okay, we've seen this a billion times. That something interesting would happen, like, you know, Seven was commanding the Borg in a positive way or something weird like that. I don't know.
Why would you expect the Borg to have any sort of relevance, considering that they are in pretty much every single episode, and at no point in time had any effect on the story? Why would you assume that?
I don't know. I have no idea. You and I don't know how to write stories, so we're not sure about these things.
They're an integral part of even the opening credits. You're right.
I know. I'm like, what are they doing? And then Riker could do, like, Picard couldn't, but Riker could. I get 3,000 ships in a second. Sure.
I was more entertained by him just doing his leaning
Riker
sit.
Pose. I know. I
really enjoy that.
Riker the pizza. Yeah. It's.
Yeah. If only they had like a Borg ship nearby in order to defend against those Romulans. But
no, it was sitting in a lake.
Sitting in a lake, it's like
perfectly level.
Perfectly level.
A weird soft landing because it was enveloped in a flower.
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 That Malibu beach house where all the Sims live. What was that?
I know.
They're living in northern LA County.
Weird shirtless synths sitting around. Some are gold, some are not. Some are doing yoga. Some are just like hanging out.
I wonder about like a certain part of it. If when he died, spoiler, when he died, And that was it. And they just cut, and they don't know what happens to the rest of it. Like, oh, we got to wait till next season. Explaining what happens, though, is just, you're like, what the? First of all, what? Like, why? Like, why would you do this? If you're going to kill him off, is Picard, is a character, is he the kind of guy that's like, yeah, I'll be a synth, that's fine. Like, but I can't live forever, but you're going to live through the rest of it. I mean, there's no logic to it at all. So the sacrifice that he gave doesn't mean anything, because in 2 seconds later, he's the same person, but not, but a synthetic life.
But healthy.
Where's his dog? Yes, that's all I care about. Where's his fucking dog? All right. Where is his fucking dog?
No dog.
Right.
We
I just wanted Kim to say, all right.
So we're working backwards.
Where's Duncan? I'm Duncan.
As you can hear, we're actually working backwards as should in good storytelling. But yes, the thing which is fascinating to me is that, as you talked about his illness, they've never said the word Arimotic syndrome in this. Mm-hmm. In like the entire season, even though that's what he's suffering and that's what he dies of, for some reason they can't get themselves to say it. So
didn't
he
say like a reason for that? Or something?
I have never seen him say Arimotic syndrome. They're always like, you have a condition, Jean-Luc, and your parietal lobe, you know, it's going to be, you know, never said it. I don't know if it's like some sort of like, if you say it, then you have to pay the writer who came up with it, but it's so
trademark or something.
And as you touched upon, Jean-Luc Picard is dead. He's absolutely dead. And what we're seeing is a simulation of him. They scanned his engrams.
I know.
They didn't take his brain. They scanned his brain, put it in a digital construct with Data, and then uploaded it into like a weird golem of clay, you know.
So weird.
So weird. And then everyone's just going to be okay that this
sure.
And like, as you said, Matt, like with all the stipulations of like, oh, we didn't give you superpowers and we made you live as long as you're going to live and everything's gonna be exactly the same.
So then what's the point of the, what?
We
then
just
why?
Took away
why?
Your brain tumor.
Yeah. we just removed that. That's all we need to do.
I mean, I thought the power of the show was that, and now he's all strong and powerful. And like the power, in my opinion, of the show was showing his frailty. Was showing how human he was as opposed to being superhuman, which you always see in TNG and all that kind of stuff. He's like, I'll figure this out. It made him very, very frail and very human, which for me told a better story in terms of, you know, where this character is, you know. But then now he's like, oh, I'm back now, I'm fine. Like, and what's the girl, the blonde girl that I can never remember her name, the doctor? Yeah, the doctor.
Agnes.
Yeah, so I'm like, I just murdered her lover. Okay, that's fine. And this new guy's like, yeah, all right, just kiss me. You know, it's just like, when
there are so many dropped plot lines, yeah, so many forgotten bits, like the fact that yes, Agnes killed a man.
Yeah,
and I'll answer for that. And then it's like, I guess you're not going to answer. We're just go ahead and, you know,
let's be okay. And then, what happened to Narek at the end?
What happened to him? I forgot. Just
never appeared again. He's like,
wait, who's Narek?
The bad guy.
The bad guy.
You don't have to do this. I'm on your side now. I'm throwing rocks.
I forgot what happened.
Now. And then you never see him again.
Like, they brought him back as a prisoner. And then I forgot what happened to him after that point.
They had this crazy convoluted plan because the robots had a crazy convoluted plan. So backing up even further, because we haven't talked about like the past three episodes. So it's finally been revealed in this very convoluted story that the Romulans have a vision, this prophecy, that the androids, that synthetic life, will rise up and destroy all of... Sorry, did you see me burp there, Kim?
rise up.
Something else rose up there.
That was not...
An android.
For the world. But the Romulans have this prophecy that synths will rise up and destroy the universe, so they've created this Vashdar to destroy
the combination of Tal Shiar and Vashdat. Vashdat.
Well, it doesn't matter because their central premise was wrong. They had it wrong. It wasn't that they were going to rise up. It's just that it was supposed to be a safeguard for synths, because there are other synths who are smarter and who have evolved. Matt's falling asleep through all of this. They've evolved and they've gone to a different dimension. But if the current synths need help, they can build a big radio tower and call Dr. Octopus to come through a pinhole.
That's where I got lost. I'm like, what is the thing coming? And why are they calling it? What are they doing? I don't understand what they're doing. They're trying to get it to help them to like defeat. And
so Soji became convinced to the sexy Soji version. What was her name?
There's like three versions. I don't know.
There's always two, except when there's three and some are four.
Wait a minute.
And she's gold for some reason. We're not going to talk about that.
Yes, like,
here's Data / Sung / Lord /
Who's the Sung? I'm so confused. I'm not very smart.
Dr. Noonien Sung's son.
Yes.
He's his son?
Yes.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Well.
But she became convinced to their side that, yes, humans, organics, were ultimately the enemy. So, yes, they should be wiped out.
Right. So then they start building the device to summon them. And then the bad Soji says, take him away to Picard, which is like, oh, my God. Take him away.
Why are we standing between these two parts of this Malibu beach house in the rock garden? Why is that so weird?
You're jealous. I'm in the Malibu beach house now.
So
again, let's get back to the Dr. Octopus thing. What exactly was that? What was that, like V'ger or something?
Destroy all humans.
They are super intelligent robots who evolved and left this dimension, as far as I know, but have left a beacon, a way of contacting other synths should they ever be threatened by organics. And if you summon this, then they'll come back in and they'll wipe out all organics. So that's what...
So that's a nice Deus Ex Machina, isn't it? It's just like, oh, okay.
There were many of those, including that thing that looked like a Dr. Scholl's pad with the...
Oh, yeah.
Use your imagination.
Where'd that come from, too?
It looked like an insole. I guess you're supposed to hold it.
It looked like a piccolo, or not like a piccolo, but like an ocarina. It looked like an ocarina to me. It's just like,
Where did that come from? Maybe I was asleep when I saw it. Whose is that?
Oh, the synths gave it to them. Use your imagination.
Oh, that's right.
Really? You highly technical creatures are saying, use your imagination.
We created these flowers out of our imagination. They can crush ships.
Yeah, like how, what's that captain's name? Not Rosita.
Captain Rosita. Yeah.
Rios.
We stole all Rios.
He just patches that one little hole in that one tube and the whole ship is fixed.
There's no way you can seal this up. Well, just imagine.
Jeez.
What was the weird little thing with him and when he saw Soji with the synthetic things where he was, you know, the captain had to kill them, and then it was like, was it her? How many versions of her are there? What is that?
Oh, so my son has come in here. My son No, you're fine. So joining us here is the fourth synth, my son Kiernan. Say hello to the fools.
Hello, friends of the pod.
Oh my God, your voice is changing.
I know.
Getting deeper.
Hello.
Hello, friends of the pod. Don't deep voice me.
We were just talking about the crazy synth piccolo, which can make anything with your imagination.
Yep.
Tell me, give me an overview of what you thought of Picard and perhaps the last episode.
I thought it was like the stupidest thing that you could do. It was terrible. It defied all my expectations. Like all of like everything was like terrible. I like remember one line that Picard says in like the entire thing that made me think, oh, that sounds like Picard, but that's it.
Which one was it? You remember?
It was like a stop the ship up.
What?
It was like, start the ship up.
Oh, start the ship up.
That's all I remember, because like everything else was like really bad.
But
could you be more broad? I'm not sure.
What about the space flowers?
Oh, you like?
Don't you love the space flowers?
But like, what were the space flowers?
It was like your imagination.
But they had to build more space flowers. How did they build more space flowers?
What about
Stop saying space flowers?
That's a good point. Why were there only like a certain number of space flowers, and why were they there to begin with? Like,
well, as
okay. Jason, infinite flowers.
Imagine
there are orchids, and there weren't orchids. There was something else. And then they said they only had 10 left because they had 25. And then in the picture where they're attacking the Romulans, there's more than 10. There's like 18 of them. So they're like nobody bothered to count in the CG department. But so what are you doing, buddy? You just kind of
I'm just hanging out.
He's there to make a sandwich.
I don't think I have anything better to do.
Okay, well you can chime in for sure. I mean, this is our round table.
This is the round table.
So all right, so we have the magic piccolo, which was introduced and used to make Agnes's face times 1,000, which was so bizarre.
It made me laugh just because she looks so ridiculous. Big goofy grin.
here's something I'll be serious about, which really disappointed me, is that this isn't the Picard we know. This is action-adventure Picard who goes in the spaceship and tries to single-handedly fight an entire Romulan fleet, when instead what he should be doing is going up to them and trying to negotiate with them, trying to talk. When he says he's going to sacrifice himself, it should be like, you'll have to go through me, but I'm not going to attack you. Instead, he has this goofball strategy with a magic piccolo and a girl who's a murderer to create a bunch of ships that last for like 10 seconds, just long enough so that Riker can show up and save the day. I mean, that's not the Picard we know. That's just like.
Well, he negotiated with Soji, didn't he?
Negotiations complete.
Convincing her not to follow or to close the portal or whatever he was doing.
I guess by doing what though? What exactly did he do? Like because he was dying.
He convinced her that they needed to save each other.
Not good enough, damn it! Not good enough.
I thought it would have been so much cooler if, you know how they set up, like, the things where Picard could be, like, two places at once? It's like, oh, the Picard maneuver, it's like where he can be two places at once. I thought that was, like, alluding to like, him downloading himself already into the synth.
Oh.
And then him, like, doing something on the other ship and, like, gallivanting around.
That was a stop.
I was two places at once, or something like that.
Although, you brought up a good point, Kieran, which your father spoke to me about earlier. Which, you just call him father for me for a second, will you? Serious.
Hello, father.
Okay, thank you. That you brought up, which is a good point, that's called Star Trek Picard. Like when you said that at the very beginning, like, it's not Data's daughter, it's got to be Picard's or something like that, which makes a little bit more sense, especially, you know, if he was... Listen, if he was synthetic the entire season and then we find out he's synthetic, that might be more interesting than having him be real and then
you'd
like,
be flipping out if that happened. You'd be like, what's this bullshit?
But at least it would subvert us to the point of like, okay, it just, this made no sense. And it was like, also find another title then if you're going to call it Star Trek.
What made no sense?
Just like, I don't know. I just,
well, this
that's,
is...
That, I'm angry and I want a hot dog.
We're sleepy.
He's been quarantined for 3 weeks. This is all he has. I will say that, like, after watching this is not really Star Trek Picard. This is Star Trek Data. This story was completely awesome. Data's story.
I would love that.
Well, but it is. This is absolutely his story. This is about his legacy. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, his offspring live on this planet, and it's about him coming to grips with finally dying again. And really, Picard just facilitates that. So
yeah, I'm kind of right. It's just like, why, I mean, of all the films that they need to make a sequel to, of Nemesis, you're like, really need to keep going back to that film, guys? Like,
well,
I mean, I understand.
Showed the demise of a beloved character.
At least they didn't show before.
The movie overall wasn't good. Yeah, I thought that meant that they were going to cut back to Okinawa, Daystrom Institute in Okinawa. Show them putting B4 in the dumpster.
B4,
This show just, like, unlike Discovery, which takes every plot line and just digs into it, like, until you're like, oh, dear God, stop. Stop focusing on that. This one just take plot and just throws it away and said, we're done with that, you know? Hey, you want to go back to the vineyard? Forget about it. You know, Daystrom Institute, we're done with that. I mean, even, like, here's, like, remember when they're going, like, oh, we're going to go to the system that has 8 suns, and like that's supposed to be super important.
Yes. somebody at some point dragged together 8 suns and dropped a planet in the middle.
What the hell is that? And so then I'm sitting there and I'm watching the show and I'm like, and they're walking around at nighttime. I'm like, it's nighttime? It's 8 suns. How could
I also thought that Soji had a vision of this planet. I had 2 red moons. Lightning, constant electrical storms. Wait a minute, it's Malibu. It's beautiful there.
I have a dream about Malibu and people doing yoga and Tai Chi. I know exactly where that is.
I thought it was supposed to be electrical storms all the time. That's how they identified it.
There's so many. It's funny, I was seeing a little bit of Michael Chabon's. He had an interview post-season. And people were asking about the Borg because the Borg had no relevance in this, like zero. Like there was nothing, they did nothing to it. And he's like, someone said, what were the Borg doing there? And he's like, oh, you know, there was so much on the cutting room floor about the Borg that we left. And I'm like, this is a streaming show. You could have it be 900 minutes long. What are you waiting for? You know?
Well, there's a missed opportunity between all the Borg stuff in terms of like being synthetic and half human as opposed to being completely synthetic and all those. If they want to make some kind of message or something,
yeah, I mean, I just love to hear more about the XBs. And so sad they killed Hugh. I'm like, oh,
I know. Kill you. And then they didn't kill the girl, obviously, because the old 7 and 9. God, that made me mad. Like, just shoot her. Just like, why would they do this like 50-year-old trick of like getting so close to you with a gun where she can kick the gun out of your hand? You know, it's like,
have that big fight between two people.
I'm like, this is going to become a fist fight, isn't it? Yep, there it is.
There's just no point to it. I'm just like,
this is for Hugh.
I have had enough of Hugh.
What did you say? What did you say?
What did I say?
As she's falling.
What did you say?
One more time.
I can't hear you.
Well, that character like serves zero purpose other than to like have like creepy incestual relationship with other weird Romulan.
Narek.
Commodore O, who's half Romulan, half Vulcan. All bad.
Why are you looking at me? I feel like you're looking at me.
Can't explain.
Who's that adult man laughing next to you? I can't get over how deep his voice is. I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah. He's almost as
tall. Hey guys.
Oh my god, that's weird.
It's like we're just watching an episode of Stranger Things. It's like it's just changed.
Okay, yeah.
Great. No, okay. Yeah. Season, the last season, and never mind.
I stopped watching it.
There were lots of parts I liked as a Next Generation fan. Lots of nostalgic bits and pieces here and there that I enjoy.
What did you like, Kim? Tell me.
I liked seeing Marina Sirtis again because every time you've seen her since Next Generation ended, 94 or something. She's always kind of goofy in interviews and kind of goofy in appearances and at conventions and stuff. So it was good to see her. Oh, she's not a bad actress. And I really enjoyed their scenes together.
Although it was kind of weird if you look at that one episode she was in, they didn't guest star her. They guest starred Jonathan Frakes, but they didn't guest star her. You know, so, like in the opening credits, I'm like, oh, she didn't get a guest star credit.
I'll do it for scale, I guess. I'm just. So you're just
going to get
that background, but we're going to bump you up, you know.
Seeing her relationship with Picard again, it was nice.
I agree. I think, to be honest, I think that episode's the best episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
and the little girl great. That's in there. That's
she's good too. Kester. Right.
Yeah.
Kestra.
So Kestra. You have a twin, Kestra.
Kestra.
Kestra Avenue. I used to live on Kestra Avenue, just so you know. So that one's still the best, and Marina was the best actress, the best actor in that show, and Riker's the best pizza maker.
Yep. How do I stop making pizza?
even he realized that was kind of ridiculous.
I wish like when he showed up.
Am I supposed to sit at home making pizza?
Yeah. I wish when he showed up like with the Armada.
It's just like eating a piece of pizza. Paper
him, all stained.
A chef's hat on.
Kiss the cook.
Kiss the cook.
Having a pizza oven in the back of the fridge. Shoving in a pizza. Yeah.
Pizza ready.
I've become the master of two worlds. I can see both now.
I'm the best of both worlds. Mr. Worf. Cook. Oh, damn. Yeah.
Have we talked about the robot claw hands?
The Dr. Octopus, yeah.
The Dr. Octopus claws that come out of the hole, yeah. So we did a long explanation of where they came from.
Oh, really? Where did they come from?
Well, they came from a different dimension because these are synths which
are more advanced.
More advanced, and anytime we contacted them, they're going to come out. But, of course, they didn't come out, so it was a totally wasted moment there, so...
And they look stupid.
Yeah, those were not scary. They were not scary. It's just like, oh well, okay. So
what do you do in season two? What is the point of this when you're following this synthetic Picard now? Is that what we're supposed to do now? You follow this robot?
Yeah,
Picard's dead. Gollum.
Gollum.
and no one we know went to his funeral. No one seemed to care. It's you know, here's the other weird thing too, is that Geordi is not in this show at all, even in Data's simulations, like at the end.
Oh, yeah, isn't he his best friend?
Yeah, Data's best friend Geordi is nowhere to be seen. Even in as they're pulling the plug on him, it's Picard, who he loves. They love each other. I don't know if we can talk about that for a second. Like, you love me, don't you? Yes, I love you. It's like,
oh, it's nice.
It's a weird escalation.
Shakespearean love.
It came out of nowhere. Why was the series about Data? When did they set that up?
Data's cool.
Is Data?
Well, it should have just, as your father said, it should have just been called Data.
Yeah. Oh, my other son is coming into the frame here. So, now he's hiding. So,
walking on your hands. Oh.
Jumping up and
down. I can see you, Kirk. Oh, there he goes.
All right, I love you too, buddy. I love you. I love you.
Where did that come from? What's that all about? Jeez.
It's not like, you know, it's not like, I mean.
Like how your other son just completely ignores what you're doing at all times.
He so doesn't care. All right, so can we talk for just a half second about Soji and Seven of Nine?
All right. What about them?
Did you not see that last sequence?
Oh, Raffi and Seven of Nine.
Well, what'd I say? Oh, I'm sorry, Raffi and Seven of Nine. Sorry, the other eye.
Well, yeah, where did that come from? Now that, where did that come from?
That was so weird. It's like all of a sudden they're just canoodling and...
Canoodling? Very Midwestern term there for our friend. I'd like to get over there and canoodle with you. All right, yeah. That sounds like a lot of good times there.
Irish old.
I'm Irish, no, I don't know. I got me sort of right here.
Up the long ladder.
Up the long ladder. I'm going to find that video of you at the batting cages.
Oh, yeah.
He stole me gold.
Whose phone? That's Matt.
Getting a text from my woman. Daddy, it's getting loud. Okay. In my daughter's room.
And I got it.
Okay.
And I'm gonna enter it, and if we do good, I can win.
Pause.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry, everybody. You guys talk about Seven of Nine and Raffi. Okay. Well, that's good, buddy. Is that what you want to tell me?
Me and Holden.
Okay. Good. Well, I'll watch that tomorrow. All right. Okay, welcome back. That was me saying my son's entering a Fortnite tournament tomorrow, and he just wanted to tell me they could win $50,000. So,
whoa, nice.
He's the one who doesn't care at all about Star Trek. He could have seen like half an episode. He's seen the Gorn episode, and that's been it. All right, so is there anybody else we have left out as far as... We talked about... Well, Raffi's story, I don't know what to make of her story. It's weirdly... So someone mentioned that she was absolutely right about the Romulans, but like, and her son was kind of a jerk for not listening to her, because her whole thing about like getting drunk is that she thought there was a big Romulan plot, and in fact there was a Romulan in Starfleet, Commodore O.
That's right.
And so she was right. Agnes is a murderer. And that's okay.
more and more like Tilly in those last few episodes. I'm like, oh, stop.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be cute. Stop.
Yeah.
But overall, I like her. That actress, Allison Pill.
Allison Pill. Yeah. She's good. I do like her. I don't have any problem with any of the actors. I just have a problem with the story. So. Yeah. But I did like the Picard Data scene when they're in the, you know, simulation. That was very sweet. It's, you know, I mean, it's been 25 years since we've seen them, you know, or I, you know, 15 years at least.
I think it's 18
years. That was a cool way to wrap up Data's 30-year story. Like, he wanted so long to be human. Now he finally wants to die. He wants to experience death. I was like, ooh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. He did look like the Emperor there at the very end. Of there. Weak,
too weak.
Yeah, why would he age and get all wrinkly?
I don't know.
Just in this netherworld, I guess it's fine.
Yeah, it is interesting he wanted to die. Of course, he already did die, and he already did learn the value of sacrifice, and so I guess because he was reconstructed.
They saved him because he downloaded himself into B4.
Right, so it's to die again. So
Really die.
Yeah, really, really die.
This time, maybe. Yeah. Unless there's one neuron floating around in the card golem.
Well, isn't that the whole thing that every one of his ancestors or his descendants have, like?
Yeah, you're right. Like Soji, supposedly.
That was the whole idea, is that we're going to find that
wait
one
a
little
minute. Damn it.
Start again. Data's running around. So.
So, season two, what all that going to be?
I think it's going to be hopefully episodic.
All synth based.
No, I hope they just go off and just explore. I hope they just do fun things.
Like go to that weird cantina wearing an eye patch and talk with a French accent.
Go to FreeCloud and
FreeCloud.com. Did you like that?
Yeah, FreeCloud.com, yeah.
Did you like that FreeCloud episode?
I thought it had some potential. At least it was an interesting, weird place. You know, I mean, but then again, like the story just overwhelmed it, and you get the weird smelling guy, you know, and you can smell if you're lying, except if you take a drug, and then you know, you can't. So. So I don't know. What do you guys want to see? What would you like to see?
I want to see Spot.
All right.
I don't know. Like it kind of shot. I have no idea.
What the hell good are you?
I'm nothing. That's why I'm sitting here in the ocean.
Delete him from this meeting.
Breakout meeting here, Matt. You can go ahead and.
Great. Thanks, Professor.
Oh, you can do that?
You can. You can do breakout rooms. You can do a poll. I haven't figured out how to do a poll yet.
Oh, yeah. They just did that in this Moxie thing.
What are you doing? All right. Well, we'll wrap this up here since we're talking about Zoom right now. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to this strange recap of Picard. I think I did 5 episodes for the 10 episodes, maybe fewer, maybe 4 for 10, but...
Well, before we go, when does Discovery come back on? Not that Mike's really itching for it, but when does it come back on?
I don't know. Teaser.
It's filmed, right? I mean, it's not... Isn't it all done for the season?
Live studio audience.
Live studio. Star Trek Discovery, the play. The musical. It's called Red Shirts.
Hello, everyone. Saru!
Yay!
Captain, I was wondering maybe if you could get me boiled eggs.
Right. Overall, definitely enjoyed the show much more than Discovery.
Yeah, it's a slower pace. It was, I mean, there were certainly long moments where you could sit and enjoy like a section here or there, and because it's a show about nostalgia. I mean, it's Star Trek Picard. It's about a character that we know, and when they leaned into it, it was fine. You know, it's like, great. I don't mind seeing those guys. So
I want to know what happened to the two Romulans that he was living with. You know, that was a thing too. I was like, they just kind of left Earth and then that was it.
Watching
and they never...
the vineyard.
Yeah. They're watching the vineyard. We'll never come back to them. We spent like a good 2 episodes building them up. And then,
yeah, I know. I was like, they didn't. I thought they'd somehow appear at the very end or something, but it just kind of like,
come out of that wormhole.
The Dr. Octopus.
I'm sure we'll see them again next season.
I doubt it. I doubt we'll see any of them again. They're all gone.
Unneutered dog.
Oh, yeah. I guess the dog will be synthetic now.
Yeah, so maybe the dog was synthetic. So I was, well, Whoopi Goldberg supposedly is going to be in the next season. So.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I was really hoping, and a friend of the pod, Ryan Nagata, was speculating and really hoping that at the end of the season, Q was going to show up. Oh. Especially since when they put down all the cards in the first, when he was having that first prophecy dream, which I don't know where that came from. Remember in the very beginning when dreams about Data, and it's like, you know, he sees the vision of Soji and all sort of stuff. He lays down his hand and it's five queens with the letter Q. Q, 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 Q. So
that would have been a good bit.
It's time for your bedtime.
I keep saying they should have done a good bit. They should have had Q come in one of the movies. I don't know why they got rid of him. He was such a good character and they just left him alone like 25 years ago. Why not?
Yeah.
That's good point.
Well, we will. We will see.
You're all unemployed.
What's that? All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for listening to this expertly recorded podcast here. We will be getting back to regularly scheduled programs, going back to some of the old episodes, and who knows what. But until then, I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Ken Miller, the doctor.
I'm Matt Stumpy Thompson.
And we just wanted to talk about
Star Trek!
Destruct sequence completed and engaged.
Don't you understand?
When the train comes in, everybody rides.
Your daddy can put them up, can he?
I meant to say that it should be hauled away as garbage.